From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Expressions of concern Monday from European leaders following interview remarks in which President-elect Donald Trump called the NATO alliance obsolete, welcomed Britain's exit from the European Union, and hinted at an easing of sanctions on Russia in exchange for a new arms deal. Some EU foreign ministers meeting in Brussels Monday took a cautious approach to the comments, including Danish Foreign Minister Anders Samuelsen, references Mr. Trump's use of Twitter to express his views.
I think that we'll have to wait and see what is going to be the reality, because we are going to move away, I guess, from a kind of Twitter diplomacy and then into a reality. And the reality is sometimes quite difficult, and perhaps more difficult than what is going on Twitter.
French President Francois Hollande said the EU is prepared to pursue transatlantic cooperation with Washington, but on the basis only of its interests and values. He said Europe does not need outside advice to tell it what to do. After Mr. Trump criticized German Chancellor Angela Merkel's migration policy as catastrophic, the German leader Monday said the destiny of the EU is in the hands of its member states. She also said once in office, Europe will cooperate with the new Trump administration. The top judge of Gambia's Supreme Court Monday pulled out of a hearing on President Yahya Jammeh's petition to overturn the results of the December 1st election that he lost to opposition candidate President-elect Adama Barrow, who's to take office Thursday. Nigerian Chief Justice Emmanuel Fagbenle recused himself from the injunction to bar Mr. Barrow from assuming office. Gambia relies on judges from other countries because of a lack of trained professionals. Mr. Jammeh, in power for 22 years, has rejected the result of the ballot, demanding a new election, and refused to leave office. This is VOA News. UN humanitarian official Jamie McGoldrick said Monday that an estimated 10,000 civilians and almost 40,000 others have died or been wounded in the two-year conflict in Yemen.
I think that the humanitarian community continues to work in an environment which is laced with impunity against some of the rights abuses that have taken place regarding civilian infrastructure and civilians themselves.
The conflict pits the Saudi coalition-backed government of President Abdurrabu Mansour Hadi against Shia Houthi rebels. UN envoy Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed is in Yemen, meeting with senior leaders to appeal for return to the April truce. Syrian rebels, who earlier said they would not, have now agreed to take part in the Russia-Iran-Turkey-sponsored peace talks scheduled next week in Kazakhstan, aimed at ending the country's civil war. The meetings are to focus on a ceasefire, humanitarian issues, and the violations by the Syrian regime. Zubair Iqbal is a regional Middle East Institute scholar.
Basically, what they're trying to do is to use their primary instrument of influence, and that is, if you do not cooperate with us in these negotiations and work out a deal with us, we will join with either Al-Qaeda or with ISIS.
Syria's President Bashar al-Assad, whose government will take part in those talks, has said he's ready to negotiate everything. Iraqi special forces battling Islamic State defenders in key neighborhoods of eastern Mosul, routing the IS fighters from Mosul University, the latest violence occurring in the Shurta and Andalus neighborhoods, among the last remaining sectors between the government-held east and the Tigris River. A new UN report said Sudan's recent counterinsurgency operation in rest of Darfur has limited rebel activity mostly to Jebel Mara, but it said two rebel groups, the Justice and Equality Movement and a faction of the Sudanese Liberation Army, have withdrawn to Libya and South Sudan to pursue their insurgencies. The International Monetary Fund slightly raised its forecast for U.S. economic growth this year and next. Chief Economist Maurice Obstfeld saying U.S. growth will expand 2.3% this year and a bit faster next.
An accumulation of recent data suggests that the global economic landscape started to shift in the second half of 2016. Developments since last summer indicate somewhat greater growth momentum coming into the new year in a number of important economies.
President-elect Trump has pledged lower taxes, regulatory reform, and infrastructure spending. Gunfire erupted Monday at a crowded Mexican beachfront nightclub, leaving five dead, causing a stampede, at least 15 others injured in Monday's panic. The last American astronaut to walk on the moon, Eugene Cernan, has died at age 82. He was a member of the Apollo 17 mission. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.